Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser, and just wanted to talk to you today about the importance of a quarterly review. This is something you may be familiar with, maybe not. It's tied into developing your annual goals. And a lot of people have written about this. I know Michael Hyatt has in a lot of his blog posts, and I use his full focus planner, and he talks about it in that, and there's a system built into that. It's great. But whether you use that planner or other things, it's important to think about how to do a quarterly review. Greg McKeon also wrote about this in his great book, Essentialism, and I would highly recommend that book as well. And we've got links to that on our website. But the idea of a quarterly review is to break down the year into quarters, and we're coming to the end of a quarter, the first quarter of 2018 right now. And companies do this, and I think for an individual, it's important that you do that as well. If you've got goals that you're pursuing this year, it's important to think about the idea of a quarterly review and how you want to accomplish your goals and how you're doing and how you've done in the last quarter. I think the idea of also taking annual goals and breaking them into quarters is very important as well, and so that you can space them out and you're not trying to accomplish 7, 10, or even 15 things if you've got that many goals. I would recommend that you choose between 7 and 10 goals that are important, and they're broken down into habit goals and also achievement goals. But as you think about that, and you think about two or three things that you've been trying to accomplish over this past quarter, it's important to think about where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. And that's the idea of a quarterly review. So here are some things that I would offer up on today's podcast just about the idea of a quarterly review and setting yourself up for success for that. And then I'm going to offer you 7 questions that are important that we use on a coaching basis, really on a quarterly basis with our coaching clients to help them think through how they've done, where they are right now, and what they want to accomplish as they think about the next quarter. So the first simple idea around a quarterly review is to schedule it. Some people will think about, well, I need to do quarterly reviews, but they don't put it on their calendar, and then it's into the second quarter and they haven't even done the first quarterly review. And so it's taking a time out, if you use kind of a sports analogy, taking a time out of the quarter, thinking about where you are, what's happened, the things that you've done well in the past quarter, the things that you need to focus on for the next quarter as well. But we have to schedule it and make sure that we allocate enough time for that as well. I think getting away from the office and distractions is very important. Getting out of town is great. If you have access to a ranch or a ranch house or a cabin or somewhere you want to go that would be inspiring and inspirational for you and motivate you to really think about your goals, getting out of town is great, but just making sure that wherever you do it, even if it's in your home, that you get away from distractions. I think in planning this, you need to plan for a day. If you can't do that, plan for a half day, or even if you can just take 2 hours. It's better if you can take a half day and a full day for this, for a quarterly review. But it needs to be enough time to think deeply about the last 3 months. And with you need to make sure you turn off your phone, turn off email, social media, any other distractions that would keep you from thinking deeply about what you've accomplished over the last quarter and to think through that. Getting outside for part of it is good as well. Maybe you want to go for a run. Maybe you want to find a place that you can sit outside and just dream and think about things that have been important to you, great accomplishments that you've had and what you've learned from that. As we say often, the journey is as important as the goal. And so making sure that you understand how you've grown in that journey is really important. So distractions need to be off. We need to plan enough time for it. And we need to make sure that we're maybe outside for part of that, inspired, on a beautiful day. I would recommend taking a journal, your planner, whatever that is, digital planner or a physical planner like the Full Focus planner or some other planner that you use. Franklin Covey makes great planners as well. And whatever you record your annual goals in. So you may have that in your planner, so it's good that you have it all right there. But I would also take a journal, and the idea of a journal is to write down thoughts. And you may want to take some of the time that you're setting aside for your quarterly review to just write down thoughts. Maybe it's words or phrases that have been themes over the past quarter. Maybe it's an area of growth. Maybe you've been very focused during that time. Maybe follow-through was a theme that you really did, and that's how you accomplished those goals. But whatever it is, whether it's in sentences or phrases or just key words, those are words that are going to draw you to success and help you leverage what you've done in the first quarter to accomplish your goals into the next quarter and for the rest of the year as well. Maybe there are also words or phrases that you need to learn from as well. And maybe it's something that's an aspirational thought. Maybe commitment is a word that comes to mind and you feel like you haven't been committed to your goals but need to do that. I think that's something that you can think through and think about words that need to be recommitted to. And so that's why the idea of a journal and writing down things, writing down the goals and why those were important, the things that you accomplished and why those were important to you, how you felt, what you were thinking, what the keys to success were. Those are all things that you would want to capture in that journal. The idea of the planner is to look back over maybe things that you've recorded in there and meetings that you've had and great things that you've accomplished through those. I think it's important to look back at your calendar and think about where you've been because it will give you a good idea of what you need to focus on in the next weeks and months and quarters and the rest of the year. And then making sure that you take your annual goals, check off the things that you've accomplished. And we'll talk about a process also on things that you haven't accomplished and what you need to do with those. In reviewing your goals for the quarter, writing down what you've accomplished is really important. And for the goals that you did not accomplish, deciding whether to do three or four things. One of them would be whether you renew those goals. So the four things are renew, revise, revisit, or remove. And so when you write down your annual goals and you review these goals during the quarterly review, you need to first decide maybe whether you've accomplished it. If you haven't accomplished it, is this something that you want to renew? Is this something that you want to add to the second quarter or maybe a later quarter because of your schedule? But is this something you want to get a renewed commitment to? If you wrote it down at the beginning of the year, it's probably really important to you. So a lot of times doing the quarterly review, if you haven't accomplished it and you intended to accomplish it in the first quarter, it's just renewing your commitment to that goal. Another thing that you may consider is to revise the goal. And in some cases, you need to. Maybe it was too aggressive of a stretch goal for you. Maybe in this season of life, you weren't ever going to accomplish that, or you got too excited about what you wanted to do, and you need to revise that goal. Now, I still believe in stretching yourself and putting yourself out there to really not be reckless, but to risk some things to really have breakthrough moments in your goals. But sometimes we need to revise those, and the quarterly review is a great opportunity to do that. Also, a third one is revisit the why of your goal. So to revisit the goal and really understand, well, why is this important? This helps with that renewing the commitment, but revisiting the why and your purpose behind the goals is very important because it gets you to a decision point. You get back to the why of the goal, and if it's really important and there's a deep purpose to that, then you can renew that commitment. It's tied into that. And then in some cases, and this may be rare, you need to remove the goal. Maybe, again, you put down a bunch of goals, you thought they were good, but sometimes I find that people don't look at the connection between their goals, and maybe they had a lot of aggressive goals from a work and family standpoint, and they were also going to try to accomplish an Ironman triathlon during the first quarter, and there was no way that any of those goals were connected as from a time perspective, and they didn't think about planning those goals out to certain quarters and what they were going to do. And so it's important when you do set this up and you do your annual goals that you look at them in relationship to each other. And sometimes when we don't do that, we need to just remove the goal. And again, a lot of times it has to do with season of life, but it could be for other reasons as well. Sometimes people will remove a goal because they're just really not passionate about it to begin with. And they felt like they needed to put that down because it sounded good or somebody suggested that, but it was never something that they were really committed to. And they, you just need to remove it at that time. Take the stress and the guilt of you know, putting it in the first place and removing it. Now, this is not an excuse to give up, and so I'm not encouraging that. But again, I think a lot of times you may find yourself, or sometimes you may find yourself in this situation, and there's a good reason to remove the goals. So those are some things that you need to think about. Scheduling time for it, removing distractions, and putting yourself in a place where you can really do a deep dive into how the last quarter has been and what the momentum is for the next quarter and the rest of the year. I want to give you 7 questions that you can think through in doing your quarterly review that are important. And there are other questions and other setups that you can do around this, but here's 7 questions that we use a lot with our coaching clients. The first one is the question, what has become clear since we last met? And for those of you who know me, this is one of my favorite quotes and questions from Ralph Waldo Emerson, who's one of my favorite poets. And he used to ask his friends this question all the time. What has become clear since we last met? And the meaning behind this, I think we're all trying to drive towards clarity. And the idea of a quarterly review and doing this is to derive clarity about where you are, where you're going, and where you need to be. And so in doing this, when you look back at the last quarter, you're looking for data points. And that's why looking at your planner, looking at the meetings you've had, looking at other things that have happened to you in that quarter, and thinking about what have I experienced during that time? What are the things that I've learned from those moments? And what action does that drive me to? There's 3 parts, I think, to Emerson's quote that he was really driving towards, and not just having a nice quote that sounded good that you could put on a postcard or a plaque or a wall art or something like that. But again, what has become clear since we last met? What have you experienced? What have you learned from those things? And what action does that drive you towards? So I guess you get three more questions out of one question of the clarity that you're seeking. I think another question related to that is, what is one important thing that you've learned about yourself lately? So in this clarity question, understanding one important thing that you've learned about yourself lately. And surely with looking back over the last quarter, there's at least one thing that you've learned about yourself. And I think that's important to think through. Another question, this would be a second question, and probably if you're keeping count, I've already added 5 or 6 to the first question, but a second major question or area that we ask is, what are some accomplishments in the past 3 months that you're most proud of? So what has given you just a significant amount of accomplishment and sense of pride around things that you've accomplished? And surely, again, if you're tracking goals and doing that, you've accomplished at least one of your goals in the last 3 months, but also maybe ways you've grown. So it may not be just the goal accomplishments, but it may be the growth accomplishments as well. So in doing the quarterly review, it's important to track that. A third question is, what excites you most about your future? So we're doing a look back, but we're also looking forward and thinking about what's going to excite you most about your future. And if you've laid out your annual goals in quarters and you've already got 2 or 3 goals that you're setting up for the next quarter, what are the things that are going to excite you most about that? Maybe there's a goal that you need to add to the next quarter that's not on there. Maybe there's a goal in that quarter that you've already set up that you need to move to another quarter. But it's important to think about the passion that you're going to derive from accomplishing these goals in the next quarter, and not just your goals, but your growth and the things that you're going to experience and the people that you're going to do it with and the accomplishments that are going to bring you the greatest sense of pride about your future. a fourth question would be, how would others describe your performance? And related to that, how would you describe your performance? So that fourth area is, how are others going to describe your performance over the last quarter, and how would you describe it? And that's important, and you may want to get input on that. Not that you're asking friends to give you a performance review, but I think it's important to think through that in your inner circle, sphere of influence. Get input. Maybe you reword the question, but get input on how you think you've done, and maybe get input from others as well. This could be on a 10-point scale. It could be a 5-point scale. It could be just a happy face, or maybe it's just some emoji that you like as well. But using something to describe your performance, and maybe you want to write down some things around that. This could be related to not only giving your best, but giving energy and effort. Do you feel like you've been really committed and focused and have drawn clarity from what you've been working on? Number five is a great question, and this could be a section of the quarterly review day that you do in and of itself. But we do this with individuals, we do it with groups, but it's, what do you need to start doing, what do you need to stop doing, and what do you need to continue doing? We call this a start, stop, and continue. And I think it's great. You may want to get a separate piece of paper, or on a big post-it note or wallpaper or something like that, write some columns, and or just have individual sheets if you're in a room or something like that, and have a start page, a stop page, and a continue page. But this is a great opportunity at a quarterly review to think about some things that maybe you haven't done but need to start doing, things that you did that didn't work, or things that you're doing that are getting in the way of accomplishing the goals, and you need to stop doing those. And then those continue. I think that we often think about the things that we're not doing well or need to stop doing, but those continue doing are the things that list is really huge, because those are the things that we need to leverage for consistent success and consistent progress and momentum in our lives as well. And so all of those lists are important. And a lot of times the things that are on the stop list, we rewire those and reword those, and those become the things that we need to start doing. A sixth area or question is to rate your current ability to handle challenges. So challenges would be things like fear, pressure, doubt, negative thoughts, and or a lack of confidence on a scale of 1 to 10. So this is more of a rating area, but where you feel you are in rating yourself. And we do this with athletes a lot of times in our quarterly reviews, but I think you can do it from a business perspective as well. And just see how you're progressing. How are you doing in handling these five forces that I laid out? Fear, pressure, doubt, negative thoughts, and or a lack of confidence. And then it drives you, I think, to think about, how can I get better at that? So if it's doubt, how can I start trusting more? If you rate yourself as a 3 in doubt, you want to be at a level 10, which is the highest and best in being able to handle doubt, and means that you're trusting more, then what are some things that you need to do in the next quarter that will allow you to handle that? So that's another great area to think through. And then the seventh question is there a specific challenge that you want to work on in the next 3 to 4 months that you think you could help or could help you have your next breakthrough performance? So is there a specific challenge that you want to work on in the next three months that you think could help you have your next breakthrough performance? So what are those highest leverageable opportunities that you think you can work on and lean into that will help you have those breakthrough performances in the next quarter? This could be process-oriented things, things like habits that are going to help you accomplish those goals, and what are the things in learning from the past that you can prepare for the future and start to execute in this next current moment of the next quarter. And that's probably going to give you the biggest leverage on accomplishing your goals. And again, I think these end up being things like your daily and work weekly routines, being more committed to getting more rest, being more committed to giving energy and effort to things you're doing, having an overall strategy for, you know, accomplishing your goals and managing yourself within the day that you have. It could be just making sure that you plan in advance for things that you're doing. It could be delegating things more and not getting sidetracked with distractions. But whatever those, you know, process-oriented habit things are, sometimes those are the most important things that will provide leverage for you to be able to accomplish your goals. So just a few things that I wanted to leave you with. We'll post the questions on a link to this podcast today. I know we covered a lot of questions and probably more than just seven. But I think these questions will not just leave you with wondering what you should do, but they'll provide answers that are critical to the next quarter. And as we end this first quarter, I would really encourage you to dedicate time to doing this. It's kind of like working out. You know, maybe when you're back in college, maybe you're still in college now, but for those who are older and you're back in college or back at a certain point in time, you used to go to the gym and work out for several hours, but now you don't have time to do it, and therefore you just don't do it at all. I think the key is if you don't have a day, but you have a couple hours that you could set aside to do that and make sure that you schedule time with yourself to do it. So whether it's 2 hours, a half day, a day, or a weekend retreat that you're able to do, commit to doing this, start small, build on it, but make sure that you think deeply about where you've been, where you are, and where you want to go. And I guess the overall outcome for this is that you want to accomplish these things. The idea is to celebrate. So celebration is a key part and function and outcome of the quarterly review. Clarity is another outcome of this quarterly review. I think focus is an outcome of it, and action. Celebration, clarity, focus, and action are what you're wanting to accomplish. So whether you use all seven questions or just use maybe one of the questions to do that, you want to celebrate what you've accomplished, draw clarity from that both for now and also in the future, have renewed commitment and focus to what you're doing, and then driving to action to accomplish those goals. I think if you'll do this and schedule this within the quarters of your year, you'll find that you're accomplishing your goals on a much more consistent basis and that you're drawing a lot of contentment from what you're doing and having a bigger impact with your life as well. We appreciate you supporting the podcast. Again, you can subscribe through Google Play and iTunes and also off of the website at mikevanhooser.com. If there's anything that we can do from a coaching or leadership perspective, we'd love to help you and your organization do that this year, and we appreciate your support. Again, make it a great week and make the most of the moments in your life.